Friends, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, and yesterday we already noted that in Russia, ladies and gentlemen, is very relevant, and this is something that we will retain opposite to detrimental tendencies that we see in the modern world.
But
let me complement this my address, ladies and gentlemen, with dear friends. We are glad to welcome you in Russia, in Moscow.
Moscow,
the capital of Russia, has gathered outstanding politicians, philosophers, civil society representatives from different continents, from different countries, peoples, ethnicities, civilizations, religions, different philosophical concepts. This is really very important nowadays, because what we see around us now is something that de-alienates people, splits the people, following different features, or what we see around us is that different groupings are following antagonism. These are the global tendencies that, unfortunately, are being introduced to the society, either alienation or alienation, but following some antagonistic concepts, animosity towards everyone else. And we are here to consolidate everyone, and this consolidation agenda doesn't have any preconditions. It is not binding or mandatory. It is not a kind of a dictatorship, a kind of administrative governance, where it doesn't have any traits of totalitarianism. When you set certain conditions, and once these conditions are accepted, only then you are invited to join the club. No, by no means. This is what you can do voluntarily. This is a union or alienation following a free will, something that you do not hear a lot about. People are speaking a lot about freedom, but can there be any freedom without free will? And we hear a lot about freedom, but we are not hearing a lot about a free will, something that a couple of decades ago was one of the main keynote lines in the pitches of the global leaders, and we are not hearing a lot about that. Why? Because when they speak about freedom, most often there is a substitution of different notions. Freedom always has to be based on a free will. And this is the free will which is the backbone of the association which is offered by Russia and by our today's forum. And sadly, this is very symbolic that we have gathered here in that innovative space, innovative room. On the one hand, it represents all the achievements of science and technology, achievements of digitalization, which is picking up momentum, but at the same time, it brings us back to the times when the best traditions were set, the traditions of Russian scientist Lomonosov. He's an outstanding Russian scientist, celebrated and renowned here in Russia. And therefore, we are consolidating around modernization, but at the same time, retaining the best achievements of mankind and civilization. And there is no delineation at all. On the contrary, harmony is very much possible. Mankind now becomes a witness and becomes a participant in building a juster world, a multipolar world. It's very important to remember that we are not only witnesses of that, but this is our active and creative input, which would determine in what world we are going to live in, whether we are going to just survive in that world, or we are going to live just as becomes a man. living a creative, a free lifestyle, expressing our free will, our good will, creating, not destroying.
Необратимо уходят в прошлое модели мирового развития, которые столетиями обеспечивала опережающий экономический рост колониальных держав за счет присвоения ресурсов зависимых территорий и государств в Азии, в Африке, да и западном полушарии. Укрепляется суверенитет, увеличиваются конкурентные возможности всех структурная перестройка мирового лидерства.
Is becoming stronger, the global restructuring of the global economy, which now is put on totally different tracks, including artificial intelligence, the newest ICT, energy, biological and other technologies, nanotechnologies, the growth of national identity, cultural and civilizational diversity, and many other objective factors are accelerating the processes of redistribution of the development potential for the sake of the new centers of gravity and geopolitical centers. And also, this encourages the democratization of the global and international relations. What I've listed now in the past would contradict each other. National self-identity hundreds of years ago was not possible amid a dictate
and would be artificially
just opposed to the development. But now these tendencies can be harmonized, can be streamlined. Such a transformation certainly is reflected in many conceptual documents and multilateral declarations. And this attests to the change in the thinking that we are seeing around the world. We see the nascence of the multipolar world, something enshrined in a new concept of the Russia's foreign policy endorsed by President Putin. It was adopted on March 31st, 2023. It is dramatically different from the previous editions of the foreign policy concepts. The previous ones were more descriptive, but this concept is a philosophical view of the world of the future. Not in terms of anticipating that world, but in terms of creating that new world. One of the days, and probably you kept track of ministerial G20 in Rio de Janeiro, we returned from that meeting quite recently, and we discussed these issues, and have to note that G20 took the course set by the new developing economies. Now, getting away from the Western-centric agenda for the sake of the full-fledged participation of the Global South and Global East. And you know, this is a global achievement because we made up. We used to think that the interests of all the continents, of all the countries, have to be considered. But a couple of years ago, everyone would be speaking about the G8 or G7 interests and such exclusive clubs. No one would say that the interests of all the countries, of all the continents, have to be considered equally, on equal terms. But now, step by step, it becomes a real fact. We can state that fact, but this is something that we have to fight for. And this is something that we should never forget, that such a U-turn, such a new course was set not only by the natural course of the history, but this was done because of the free will, because of the goodwill of a major part of the countries. And here I would like to note the role of Russia. Such a representative composition of the participants that we are seeing in that room.
Практически 130 государств,
almost 130 countries are present there, attest to the fact that the real global majority gathers not in Davos premises, not in the premises of Wilson Center or Atlantic Council, and not at the Munich Security Conference. these clubs, let them remain closed ones. Let them exist for the sake of themselves, but we are open. We are open for everyone without any coercion. We are designed for the people with free will. The West, which depended on the other countries' resources and its dominance, rested on the looting, on the foreign currency dictate in the present, probably, can still afford holding such bright, as they think it, conferences with the agenda that they need. But I may tell you, and you see that,
they actually
spill the beans in the sense that they are discussing not the problems facing everyone, but they are discussing what they call their own narratives. And this did not start today. Remember the Munich Security Conference of 2020. I remember that for several reasons. It was February. China at that moment has already been hit by COVID-19 pandemic. This pandemic started its march on Europe. We saw outbreaks in Italy. In the streets of Paris, people could be discovered, the ones who would be dying in the eyes of the global society, who died of the unknown disease. And I remember that I wrote a post that on the sidelines and on the stage of the Munich Security Council, we saw all the questions being discussed, but the ones that we were to discuss on those days, what this pandemic is about, how we could struggle against that, who needs an aid and help. No one said any single word about that. And the global media broadcast the pictures of the leaders, exactly the ones who would be speaking in February 2020. And below you could see the real news of our planet, telling us about what is going on with the pandemic. And we saw a striking difference between the agenda set by those who were and the real life of the mankind. And the same is happening nowadays. Probably it is not so obvious, but politically, we really are living through dramatic changes that would touch upon everyone. And those who do not say any single word about that, no one can afford speaking the truth. And the statements and pictures, the fora that are discussing the real fora, are forbidden for a bar from broadcasting. Not just secretly barred, but there are open appeals to prevent people from hearing that, from seeing that, or the people who are watching that would be prosecuted for that. Can you understand what world we're living in?
A few more words on other equally important subjects. Unfortunately, the Western elites have gone a step further. They've begun changing the very essence of public life in many world countries. Extremely aggressive imposition of their untraditional values. They began their propagating destructive agenda into counterculture of different peoples. They're not just destroying, as we used to say, interfering into sovereign affairs of states. They're destroying the whole fabric, everything that constitutes the culture, education, and sometimes even the civilization code of the peoples. That's what they've begun doing. This is not the issue of financial or economic security. This is not the issue of geopolitical security. This is much scarier. This is what erodes, what subverts the values, basic human perception of self. The reason why they do that is to later, when a person is lost in this world, lacking foundation, when they won't be able to self-identify, that's when they will impose these false agendas, those narratives that are going to be convenient. In terms of money, they will be able to earn on them and build their political agendas worldwide. People will lose themselves, losing culture, education, values. People are lost in this world. And in this case, they began targeting separate people and whole nations, whole entities. And we need to combat that. We're going to discuss at other sessions and panels, and now I'd like to give the floor to our distinguished guests that have written and discussed this at length for many a year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.